Welcome to the Realize Soul podcast with Tessa Alburn. Receive a healthy dose of soothing vibes, heartfelt stories, and sweet soul wisdom for thriving outside of the conventional world.
Hello, and welcome to Realize Soul. I'm Tessa Lynn Alburn, and today I want to explore a little bit around power animals and how they can support us. Having a power animal or several can support us in our lives today, even though we're living in a modern culture. Years ago, I began my journey into healing in a more directed way rather than just reading books and learning through going to churches, etc. I began by going to a program on shamanic journeying, and I was fortunate enough to have done it with Sandra Ingerman, who is a wonderful teacher and facilitator and has been working in the field of shamanic wisdom and helping people to heal, as well as the earth to heal, bringing energetic medicine, if you will, to the earth. She's been doing that for more than 30 years, possibly longer at this point. I found her to be a very gentle and wise being, and I'm always grateful for that original experience. In the beginning of learning about shamanic journeying and healing, because that would be the main purpose of it, is healing of the psyche, healing of the emotions, coming into greater purchase in one's life. One of the key experiences was to retrieve a power animal. And traditionally in the shamanic realm, the way one goes about this is through accessing theta brain waves and then sort of being in like this waking dream state while you receive information and you ask questions, and then things are kind of connected and parts of oneself can be restored through this process. I used shamanic journeying for myself for many years to help me to cope with and heal from and understand some of what was happening around me in the workplace, in my personal life, where I had gone into fairly deep depression. Two of the things that helped me to come out of that were connecting with power animals and also doing soul retrieval. Now, for most people, going to someone who closes their eyes, lays down, and goes into like a trance state or a shamanic state to bring parts of one's soul back seems a little confusing to many people. And I was very, very fortunate to be able to work with pets, people's pets, and then also with people in that kind of a format where I was helping to restore fragments, what we would call fragments of their soul. But for most of us in this world that we live in today, it just that sometimes the old traditions aren't quite enough. And so I want to help you to start to bring in your own connections with power animals and to see organically how that supports you in your life. So you don't have to go somewhere and do something. You can literally start to do this in your own life simply by opening up to it and also creating some sort of a habit or a practice where you allow yourself to receive the information. So to begin with, let's just start with what a power animal is. Right? So what does it mean when somebody says, I have a power animal, or you should have a power animal? Well, power animals are, you might think of them as totems, but essentially they're spirit guides in animal form. And they can be amazing friends, allies, guides. And what they can do is they can help you heal emotionally. They can also help you navigate your life to build an inner strength. And I think that piece about building an inner strength was one of the things that was of the greatest value for me when I was working really consistently with my power animals. And they're still with me. I have access to them today, but I work with them just a little bit differently than I used to. I needed a lot more emotional support. And also, I needed some traction in the world. I had been through so many experiences that were challenging for me, where I would freeze up and I couldn't really function like most people. I would appear to be functional because I was intelligent and I could assess what was going on and what was needed, but I wasn't fully present. And so by working with the power animals, I was able to come back into myself, to feel safe again in my body. And I think that's one of the really beautiful things about a power animal. Now, when we've lost our, let's just call it power, when we've lost our power, some of the classic symptoms might be that we're struggling with money, might be that we lose things a lot of the time, or we just feel like we're kind of being pushed around by life a lot. Another aspect of power loss is having health issues, chronic health issues. So sometimes when we have a big chronic health issue, by simply calling back in our power and getting support with that, our body physiology starts to change. It starts to heal. It starts to release the stress that has been contributing to the breakdown. I'm not going to oversimplify things here, but it's all part of the picture, right? So we're holistic beings. Nothing that we experience, think, feel, or do is separate from us. It has an impact. Power animals can be teachers that help us learn. They can help us learn about our spirit, about our soul, about our emotions, and they definitely can help us learn about the natural world. And when we work with them regularly and we start to embody that energy that they bring to us, our lives get a little bit easier. So how do you get a power animal if you don't want to run off to some shaman or go down to the Amazon and use earth medicines or anything like that? One way is you can set an intention and begin a meditation, right? Or set an intention and then pay attention to your dreams at night. One of the things you want to do is pay attention. What are the signs that you're receiving? And common animals for most people are going to be in the mammal arena or birds, not always reptiles. So if you're unsure, I would say go with a mammal or a bird. Sometimes an insect like a butterfly is could be an amazing power animal. And also mythical creatures, right? Like dragons, unicorns, phoenixes, things like this can be power animals for us because they transcend the physical. The energy that exists in terms of their power is accessible to us through our soul, through the electromagnetic energy that our soul connects in with. So we want to open to that possibility, first of all, right? You are more than the sum of your parts. You are also an electromagnetic being that has access to information beyond the normal senses. So let's say you set an intention to connect with a power animal. Well, the next thing you want to do is to be open to seeing the signs that it's there for you. And these signs can come to you in so many ways. You don't need to have a mountain lion walk across your front deck. Like, it could literally be that somebody sends you something and they've sent you a card and there's a picture of a mountain lion on it. And then you turn on whatever thing it is you're streaming, your favorite show, and that next episode happens to be about mountain lions. Like signs like that
can be indicative of your power animal wanting to come through to you.
One of the next things you could do then is to journal to it, to get yourself into a meditative state and talk with it. Now, when you're talking with a power animal, this is something that most people aren't aware of. You're not talking to an individual animal. Like it doesn't have a personality and a name. What you're doing is you're connecting in with the collective consciousness of that animal. So it's like the whole group of bear or a mountain lion are there for you. Their intrinsic nature, their intrinsic energy. So if you're feeling like you're having an emotional connection with a power animal and it's a little bit on the needy side, then you might want to explore that because that might be not necessarily a power animal for you, but it could be something that you need emotionally to attach to, and that's a different thing. Along the same lines, your pet is not your power animal. So even if you have a tremendous fondness and gift for being, say, with cats, your cat or your neighbor's cat or the cat that you take care of is not your power animal. As a matter of fact, all pets, all animals who are pets have given up their power to be with you in your human journey. So they're more of a friend. They're more like family. They had to relinquish their power to do that, which is why then you have the authority to say, okay, it's time you're going to the vet or not, or it's time this is going to happen. It's time to put you down. Power animals actually have their power. So most wild animals, and even if they've been injured, a wild animal may lose power for momentarily while it's healing, but the collective of the animal spirit does not lose its power. And so as soon as the animal is healed, it is back part of the collective again and contributing to the wisdom, the overall wisdom of the spirit of that power animal. So I want to encourage you to open your mind and your heart to the notion of your power animal coming to you in your dreams or your daydreams. And if you do shamanic journeying, then clearly coming through your shamanic journey. But it might just be a meditation. You know, you sit down to do a 10-minute meditation. You can set an intention to bring healing to a particular aspect of you or your life. And just notice if any animals are presenting themselves to you. In particular, if one is presenting itself over and over, that one is very likely wanting to be your power animal. And sometimes these power animals are returning to us. They may have been a power animal before. And because we needed to learn something on our soul journey, we forgot about them or we pushed them away. And then we had some life experience, and now it's time to call back that power animal because we no longer need those hardship lessons. The last thing I want to share with you today is this notion that anytime you see an animal, a wild animal, that it's a power animal. It's not. Hawks fly. Animals roam. They forage, they eat, they procreate. So just because you see an animal doesn't mean it's your power animal. But when you're meditating and creating a relationship and putting out that signal, you could say it's like almost like telepathic, you're putting out that desire electromagnetically to have the connection with them as a guide, then they will respond. And I encourage you not to choose which power animal you want, but to let the power animal come to you. Because that is the wisdom that you're probably needing, not the one that you think you need. Once you've discovered your power animal or reunited with one, then I encourage you to talk with it. get yourself in a calm, meditative state. Talk with it, journal to it, ask it meaningful questions. Ask it what it wants you to know and what's important about that. And listen to the wisdom that they have for you. And more importantly, feel into the love that they have for you. Let yourself feel the energy of that spirit animal. Receive it. It can be very, very healing. And notice then in your life, are you having more energy? Are your thoughts a little clearer? Are you feeling a little happier? Is there a little less chaos going on? This could very well be attributed to your relationship with your power animal. So be kind to it, thank it, and enjoy the developing relationship. Some of them will want to stay with you for years. Others are going to come in for a short time and help you with a specific item, a specific issue, and then you may not hear from them for a while. And that's okay. It doesn't mean you did anything wrong. All right. Thank you for listening today. Please come back in a couple of weeks for more soothing vibes and inspiration for thriving outside of the conventional world. And may you connect with who you truly are and honor it. Aho.
Thank you for listening to Realize Soul. If you love what you heard, please share us with your friends. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcast directory.